And this is where the biggest problem I have. That's why you see me praying here. Because imagine that you are in here and you are not having the goodness. Tonight, I want us to pray for next year. I just want you to go. I'm here at this mountain praying for next year. I'm not here praying for anything. I'm praying for the whole year. I want you to join me tonight in prayer before we do other things. The Lord, in the name of Jesus, may 2025 be a year where it has been crowned with your goodness in my life. I want to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And it says God, he crowns a year with his goodness. And then he makes his paths, his ways, full of abundance. In 2025, we are going to pray that God, may I see your abundance, may I see your goodness. I don't care what you went through the past years, but God is giving you another chance. And we are going to pray tonight, the Lord, I prepare for my next year. Lord, I want to see your goodness in the next year. I want to see the goodness of God in the year to come. The scripture says that he actually anoints, crowns a year with his goodness. Sickness is not goodness. Sin, poverty, whatsoever struggle that you may face is not God's goodness. We are praying tonight that God, I want to see your goodness. We are preemptively praying for next year. The Lord, I want to see your goodness in my life. We are making a prayer for God's goodness in 2025. Listen to me. We are rebuking every badness, whatsoever failure, fate, disappointment the enemy has planned for you in 2025. Join Major One here at the Prayer Mountain tonight as we cancel them, as we command them to move out, as we clear the way. A brave soldier is the one who prepares before going to the battle. You don't go to the battle and begin to say, I wish I do a training. We are not entering 2025 like how we've been entering other years. No, we've been entering other years. Just we're waiting for next year. No, this year we're going to pray for it. We're going to fast for it. We are going to speak into it. We are going to declare it. We're going to clear it. Because I can tell you, 2025 is going to become a different year altogether. And that's why tonight we hear the scripture says, we just read it. It says, you crown the year with your goodness and your paths drip with abundance. God can crown your year with his goodness. Right this minute, I want you to pray to say, God, I have had moments in different years where I've seen your hand. And I've also had moments where I've seen a lot of problems that I've been having. But tonight, I pray in the name of Jesus that I see your goodness. I want to see your goodness. I want to see your goodness as enter in 2025. And I want you to pray in advance. Whatsoever the enemy is planning for you, to be rebuked in the name of Jesus. So wherever you are right now, just begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Move around in your house. Pray for 2025. Take my word as a prophet, seriously, as I warn you right now. Just make a prayer in the name of Jesus. Just make a prayer, make a prayer, make a prayer. Lazo vehede ke prada.
In the
name of Jesus. Listen, as we are praying right now, this is most important. Do you know that there are people right now who don't even know that death is waiting for them next year? And trust you me, there are people right now who death is waiting for them next year. And because you don't know, you might even, when I say pray, you might not even be praying strongly. Even the devil may even make you pray very less, and then there's an accident waiting for you in 2025. This is why in a prophetic ministry we preemptively pray against uncertainties. It is not wise to actually have issues and have things we are praying for when we are in trouble. This is why we are praying in advance to say, whatsoever evil, whatsoever bad thing, whatsoever stagnation, whatsoever pain the enemy is digging for us in 2025, we must rebuke it now. And I want you to behave like a prophetic woman in a prophetic ministry. I want you to behave like a prophetic man in a prophetic ministry. Raise up a right hand and say, in the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Every plan of the enemy.
Every plan of the
plan enemy. For me in 2025.
Plan for me in 2025.
I command you right now.
I command you
be
right
broken.
Now, be broken.
Every demonic influence.
Every demonic
every
influence.
Manipulation.
Every manipulation.
Every stagnation.
Every stagnation.
Every accident.
Every accident.
Every disease.
Every disease.
Every sickness.
Every sickness.
In 2025.
In 2025.
I command you out.
I command you out.
You will not happen.
You will never happen.
Nothing will happen to me.
Nothing will happen to me.
I rebuke you now.
I rebuke you
2025,
now. 2025.
It will be a year.
It will be a year.
I will be seeing the goodness of God.
The goodness of
the
God.
The abundance of
the
God.
The abundance of
I
God.
Decree.
I decree.
I prophesy.
I prophesy.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
come
Jesus.
On, clap your hands and make a prayer.
Pray, pray,
clap
pray,
your hands
pray.
And declare it.
Mount
in 2025, God. No more the past mistakes. In 2025, no more the past pain. In 2025, no more the past embarrassments. I decree a new chapter, a new season. I pray right now in Jesus' holy name. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. This is my prayer for 2025. My children will be delivered by the Lord. My children will be taught by the Lord. My children will be paid by the Lord. My family will be delivered. No more poverty. No more stagnation. No more sickness. No more demonic oppression. No more demonic manifestations. No more disappointments in my life. I command you right now, in the name of Jesus, you trap of the enemy that is being planned for me in 2025, that you are coming out. That you are coming out. Clap your hands and make a prayer. Clap your hands and make a prayer. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy 2025 shall be my year. Decree and declare. Clap your hands and make a prayer. Clap your hands and make a prayer.
Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. Rakoto prante.
Radabadabo
shakata brakaduya mande. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray.
Yes.
Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray.
Yes. Yes.
Declare, prophesy to your ear. Karova dia paraguda. Shakato prakato jalamanta kuzavaramandos.
Prayer, 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 prayer. In the name of Jesus, oh God, the goodness of God, the greatness of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, no shame in 2025, no sorrow in 2025,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, oh God, no fate in 2025, no premature death in 2025, in the name of Jesus,
no repetition,
the Son of the living God,
pray.
Every structure of darkness against us in 2025, we nullify it, we destroy it in the name of Jesus. We stand on this altar in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. As we're praying right now, I just want us to understand something that is very important. I'm right here at my prayer mountain and you are connecting. This is not a place I should be teaching in the Bible. This is a place I should lead you on my altar as I take you in prayer. This is a place where the Lord called me as a major prophet years ago, almost 24 years ago. Right here, as I was praying, the Lord said, you're a prophet to the world. And from here, you're hearing me now. And he told me, time will come when the world will hear you from this place. And what's happening tonight is a fulfillment of prophecy. And as we're praying using Psalm 65, verse 11, where the scripture says he anoints the year with goodness. You crown the year with your goodness and your past drip with abundance. It doesn't mean that such type of things will automatically just happen. We just have to take some parts, some actions of prayer. And this is why we are doing these actions right now. We are praying because it's very important to pray for our year. Otherwise, we'll be in church saying, I believe the next year is going to be my year, and it, just to find out it wasn't your year, because It is not by what we do. All right? It's not by what we actually do. It's not just by what we do, but it is what we pray. What we pray. Tonight we are praying. No more repetitions. Some of you, what happens every year is like a circle. What you faced some time, the disappointment, it comes again. The failure, it happens again. The business problem and stagnation, they are happening again year after year. No more. We are sticking to the scripture. God is going to crown your 2025 with his goodness. And you will see that your paths will drip with abundance. God is going to change the scope of things. And in Jeremiah 29:11, the scripture says, "For I know the plans I have for you." Do you understand that God has plans for you? It says, "I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord. "Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." In NIV, the scripture says, I'm going to read it again. "For I know the plans I have for you." God has plans for you. Maybe you have your own plans that ever failed, but the plans of God will never fail. I just came here to tell you the plans of God will not fail. And he has them. In his plans, he has a plan for you to win in 2025. In his plans, he has plans for you to become successful. And that's why I want to say this to you, that we are praying that, Lord, let your plans happen. It is so possible that God can plan something for you and it cannot happen. I promise you this. Somebody asked me a question. He said, "How can it be?" Because God is sovereign. God is sovereign, yes, but Jesus Christ said, when you pray, you must say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done." Did you hear that? So, we have to ask for that will to be done. As it is in heaven, let it be on earth. It's so possible that in heaven, you might be a healed woman, yet on earth, you are not yet healed. As it is in heaven, let it be on earth. It might happen that in heaven you have a breakthrough. On earth you are struggling. It's so possible. There are people who God gave them destinies, yet they did not have them on earth. Do you remember the story of Daniel? The story of Daniel, God had answered him in heaven, but on earth he didn't have an answer. When the angel came, he said, 21 days ago when you were praying, your answer was given. But there was a demonic principality that was hoarding your answer. The angel said that. So how many people are living with their answers, but they are not enjoying their answers? There could be principalities and powers and dominions and rulers in the heavenly realms. But we come and we oppose them in the name of Jesus. Come on, raise up a hand and say, "We oppose them in the name of Jesus." Now, in Jeremiah 29:11, the scripture says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, to prosper." Imagine when you see yourself in a mirror, you should be saying, "God wants to prosper me. God has plans to prosper me." The enemy does not want that. This is why you are struggling every year. But I have a message. Not again. Come on, somebody say, "Not again." Shout, "Not again." Say, "He anoints my ear. He crowns my ear with his goodness." Say louder, "He crowns my ear with his goodness." I pray in advance. I preemptively pray. Now the scripture says in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans." Oh, I love that. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." Plans to do what? To prosper. Plans to what? Declares the Lord. Plans to prosper and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Tonight, if you have sought in your house, just hold the sword. hold this thought right now. I just want us to pray. Because the scripture says, the Lord established the covenant with David by a covenant of salt. Jesus Christ said, I came so that what? I can flame the world. And how I wish this world was already kindled. He said, you are the salt of the world. Now, prophetically, salt is a symbol of preservation. Traditionally, too, there are some things that are kept by salt and are preserved by salt. And prophetically, salt symbolizes preservation. All right? Salt symbolizes preservation. And tonight, I'm being led that you should hold the salt in your hand. Just hold it. Put it on your palms. All right? And we're just going to make a prayer. Listen to me. This is just a symbol, a prophetic action that we're just doing right now. Okay? And Prophet Hala, just bring mine. Just bring mine. All right. So salt is a symbol. It is a symbol prophetically of preservation. And we are holding it as I'm making the declaration. The Lord says, I have plans for you. Plans not to harm you. In 2025, the Lord says, I should inform you this. He has plans to prosper you. Did you hear that? Do you know where 2025 is? It's just in 19 days from now. Behind 19 days from now, there is a plan to prosper you. Not to harm you. He says, not to harm you. And the Lord said it. But to give you hope and a future. That's basically like in 3 weeks from now, your story will be different. So wherever you are, as you hold your sword, say after me. Say, as I hold the sword.
As I hold the sword.
This is a prophetic action.
This is a prophetic action.
Say, this is a prophetic action.
This is a prophetic action.
I decree and I declare.
I decree and I declare
that wherever I shall go,
that wherever I shall go,
I shall be preserved.
I shall be preserved.
My life shall be preserved.
My life shall be preserved.
My family shall be preserved.
My family shall be preserved.
I speak preservation.
I speak preservation
against any disease.
Against any
attack.
Against any stagnation. Against any stagnation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Crown my year.
Crown my year.
Say it again. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Crown my year.
Crown my year.
With your goodness.
With your goodness.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Crown my year.
Crown my year.
With your goodness.
With your goodness.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
La sete prediga fahande. Raka padush.
Yes Lord.
Rofrehende ke prada.
Raka turaba.
Jikaramande feheta. La sia la kinto fre anta kapahante.
Yes Lord.
And so wherever you are, stretch your hand towards the hand of a prophet.
In Jesus' name.
As I stretch my hand towards you right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now.
Yes Lord.
Whatsoever you want to happen, it can happen right now.
I receive it.
I believe as I stretch my hand towards
in
you.
In the name of Jesus.
Father Lord, answer this woman.
Yes, oh God.
Answer this man.
Answer me. Lord.
Answer this family.
Answer me, Lord.
Deliver them now.
Deliver me now.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
There's somebody now, you're watching me, you have prayed for a long time, and you feel like there's no answer, there is no change. I want to tell you, as you stretch your hand towards me, God is giving. He's using my hand as a point of contact.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Receive a solution.
Yes.
Receive a miracle right now.
I receive my miracle.
Listen, if you have anyone sick at home, right now, I speak healing to them right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Let there be healing in the name of Jesus. Rise up.
Yes.
And walk. Get out of that bed.
Yes.
I command the tumor to disappear in the name
Jesus
of Jesus.
Name.
That sickness to come out.
Hallelujah.
Come out. Come out.
In
the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
May there be a miracle wherever you are.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.